Warsaw trails after three, 52-37. The Lady Tigers this season hardly ever trailed after three quarters. The only times they did, they went 1-1 in those games when they trailed after three quarters. And they find themselves with 8 minutes to go down 52-37 to Lawrence North. Warsaw from the field, 12 of 34 now, down to 35%. At one point in the game, they were 8 of 14. And they've hit 4 of their last 20. 4 of 14 for three-point range, 9 out of 13 at the free throw line. Lawrence North, 21 of 48 from the field, 43%, but the number is 8. They are 8 of 19 from three-point range, and that is way more than they make. They normally shoot 33% from the arc, and they're shooting 42% today, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Lawrence North, 29 to 20. Warsaw with 14 turnovers, and Lawrence North with 9. Final 8 minutes of the season for the Lady Tigers. And the Warsaw fans behind, standing as one, trying to will this team back into the game. Lawrence North has the ball to start the fourth. Across the line, Hurt starts down the right side of the lane, then backs up. Against Pike, they had a big lead in the fourth, and they gave it up. Winston up the baseline, bangs it to Neely, turns and shoots and scores. They have been so effective around the basket. Bricker the other way. Right corner, Peterson off a high screen. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker takes it back to the top. Warsaw down by 17 points. Bricker lobs back the near side. Zartman, a catch-and-shoot three-pointer, is good. Her second basket of the game, her second three. 54-40. Winston in the backcourt against Neely. Dribbles around a double team. Down the right side of the lane, back to Hurt for a long jump shot. That's in and out. Neely's got the rebound for Warsaw. Neely up the middle of the floor. Right corner, Peterson. A catch-and-shoot three. Good. Back-to-back threes by Zartman and Peterson. It's an 11-point game, 54-43. Butler breaks the press, drives in, shoots over Winchester, short. Rebound, Thomas, back up and in, and a foul. Thomas puts it in. She's got 12, another offensive rebound, another put-back basket. 15, maybe 16 if she makes this free throw. Second chance points for Lawrence North in the game. Thomas, only a 54% free throw shooter. It's in the air, and it's no good. And Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. Up ahead, Bricker left wing. Down to the corner, Peterson against Thomas. Off a screen, Peterson behind the back dribble. Gets to the basket and missed the layup. She missed the layup, and it's still a 13-point lead for Lawrence North with 6.5 to go. Winston down to Thomas on the low block left. Spins the baseline, shoots it up, no good. Bricker had the rebound, tied up. Held ball, Warsaw ball. They are just coming in over the top of the Lady Tigers. Warsaw not able to keep them out. There's still time. It's only 13. If you want to think of it, it's 4 3-pointers. They just hit 2. Bricker. One hands it back to Zartman. Another 3. And it's good. Zartman with 9. Warsaw back to within 10. 56-46. They trap Butler at midcourt. She pushes off. Now she'll lob it out through Thomas's hands. And it's saved in. But it's saved in to Bricker. Bricker in transition. Up the right side. There's Zartman with a head fake and a drive. Into the lane. Stops. Back to Neely. In the corner for 3. It's good. Here come the Lady Tigers. 3 in a row. And with 5:52 left to play in the fourth, Warsaw is within 7, 56-49. It's a full timeout for Lawrence North. And we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 3 3-pointers for the Lady Tigers in a row. 4 3-pointers in the quarter. Had them from down 19 to within 7. 56-49 with 5:52 still to play. Lawrence North with a full and too many timeouts left. Warsaw has all 3 fulls and a mini remaining. Question is, Can they keep going? Can they keep that up? You know they can keep making shots, but can they get stops? A mishandle at midcourt by Lawrence North led to the fast break. Lawrence North never got organized on defense, and Neely was all by herself down here in the deep left corner to pull the trigger on a three-pointer that forced Stephen Thomas to call his second timeout. Warsaw fans being shown on the big screen here. Hooping and hollering. Again, trying to wheel their team back into this game. Winston to throw it in. Looking, and lobs it in to Butler on the near sideline. Back to the middle. Ball goes through the hands. Winston got spun around, and a foul is going to be called against the Lady Tigers. Bricker with the foul, her third. Out of bounds in the backcourt. Warsaw fans thought there was travel. The travel occurred because of Bricker's bump. Heard to put it in. Throws in the backcourt to Butler. Butler to the line, far side of the center circle. Off a screen at the top, Butler. Backs away from Bricker all the way to the center circle, which is the IHSA State Finals logo. Butler off a screen to the right. Now she'll back it out. Again, they had an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go against Pike in the regional final Saturday, and Pike had the ball with a chance to win it. Winston, right side. Looking at Thomas down in the post. Right now, what they've been told by their coach, Stephen Thomas, is let's take our time. Winston drives down the lane, a whistle, and one official's going to call an offensive foul, and they're going to call a block instead against the Lady Tigers. The official underneath the basket put his hand behind his head. Winchester's going to get the foul. That's her second. And it should have been a foul on Winchester. That was the correct call. If the official would have called that a charge, that would have been the worst call of the day and maybe the worst call of the season. It's a non-shooting foul out of bounds to Lawrence North. 5:11 left. Still Wildcat lead of 7. Hurt to play it in. Baseline right on the court to our right. Looking. Lobs out. Caught by Winston, who got run into her own player. She fell down with the ball. She says she did not travel. The official standing right there says she did not travel. I don't know how. Bentley out top for Butler. Left side to Hurt. Hurt down to Thomas above the block. Backs into Winchester. Ran her over. Offensive foul. Jamai Thomas has one move, and that's to turn and go directly to the basket. And if somebody's in the way, she's just going to go right through them. And that's what happened there. Warsaw gets a stop. Down by 7, 4:52 left to go. And the Lawrence North fans pointing at the replay, screaming at the top of their lungs, but I don't see how they could. She lowered her shoulder and ran right through Winchester, who takes another charge. Winchester with the ball in the center circle against Winston. Dribbles right, hands back to Bricker on the weave. Bricker, reverse dribble back to Zartman. Zartman back out to Bricker. Bricker trying to drive in, bumped out of there by Winston. To Peterson, now back to Bricker. Bricker drives left into a double team. Neely in the corner for three more. No, not this time. A rebound tipped in the lane. It's loose. And Bricker comes out of there with it, and we're going to have a foul called. Who's the foul on? They're going to call a foul on Warsaw on the loose ball. It's going to be a foul against Abby Peterson. Holy cow. I didn't see that. That was not on the ball, apparently. Warsaw got a good look at a three, didn't make it. They're still down by 7. Hurt against full court pressure from the Lady Tigers. Through the center circle from far side to near, backs her way across the line. One number 4 against another. She's guarded by Neely. Left side to Winston against Bricker. Winston starts down the lane with the left hand. Gets it off for Teague. Teague into Winchester. Throws it back out to Hurt. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the 4A championship. Lawrence North 56, Warsaw 49. Hurt starts in and backs it back out. They're playing cat and mouse. Hurt down the lane, forced it up. Too high, no good. Rebound, Teague back up, no good. Winchester the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Warsaw still down by 7, plenty of time left. Bricker pulls up at the arc, drives right, stumbles down the lane, put it up, no good. She made the shot, it will not count. A foul was called on the ball being knocked out of her hands. Hurt with the foul, that's her second. And we have timeout on the floor. Timeout with 3:39 left to go in the fourth quarter of the 4A championship game. Lawrence North, 56. Warsaw, 49. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. All right, let's set the scene for you. 3:39 left to play, fourth quarter in the 4A state championship game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Lawrence North, 56. Warsaw, 49. It'll be Warsaw ball on the baseline right on the court to our left. Warsaw with four team fouls this quarter. Lawrence North has been called for two. Warsaw with four timeouts left, and Lawrence North has three. The possession here belongs to the Wildcats, and that could be important here somewhere along the line. Warsaw was down by 19. They have fought back to within six using the three-point shot. Winchester to play it in. Warsaw sets up in a box, and they get it, or they tried to get it to Bricker in the corner. But Winston was able to tip the ball. And we have an issue at the scorer's table. The clock did not, it's still at 3:38. But the ball was tipped by the person guarding the inbounder, so it's very realistic that it may not have run at all. But it kind of looks like they're 3:39. They put a whole second back on there. Neely to play it in. And they lob into Bricker. The pass is too high and is taken away. Winston the steal. In on Winchester. Puts it up and no good. But a foul called. Winchester with their third. Free throws coming up for Winston and Lawrence North. They tried to throw the ball. Again, Lawrence North with their length. The pass was higher than it needed to be or should have been. Winston for two free throws. First one is short. Last week in the semi-state championship, they went 9 for 21 at the free throw line. This is not over by any stretch. Winston shoots again. No good. Rebound to Neely for the Lady Tigers. Bricker in transition has no numbers. 3.5 minutes left to go. Warsaw down 56-49. Zartman left side, off a screen, up the baseline, leans back, got hammered, and no whistle. Though the ball is knocked out of bounds, Warsaw maintains possession. Winchester to play it in, baseline left this time. And Winchester gets it to Peterson, right corner. Peterson bounces into Winchester. She got tied up. They're going to call a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Lawrence North. The pass was low and off target, and Winston was able to reach in there and tie up Winchester. Here comes Thomas into the game for Lawrence North. Teague comes out, 3:15 to go. And on the inbounds, Winston gets it in far side to Butler. Warsaw pressing everywhere. Butler up the sideline, behind the back. Oh, right around Bricker. How did she keep possession of the ball? Jumps a pass across to Winston against Zartman. Thomas wants it on the block. 3 minutes to go in the 4A championship game. Warsaw down by 7. Lawrence North with the ball. Butler in between the circles. Beats Bricker to the foul line. In the lane. Floats it up. Rimming. No good. Winston got her own rebound. No good again. Winchester the rebound. And she's fouled. Winchester is fouled. And Warsaw will put the ball in with 2:44 to go. Still down by 7. Winston with her fourth foul. And she... No, they're going to put Teague in for Thomas. Offense for defense. In this case, defense for offense. Still time for the Lady Tigers. But their time is running out. And their opportunities are running out. Bricker, left side Peterson. In the corner, Zartman. Back to Petey. Inside Winchester. Makes a fake. Leans in. Shoots it. Missed it. And the rebound to Teague with Lawrence North in control of the ball in the game. 2.5 minutes to go. They lead 56-49. And a whistle and timeout will be taken by Stephen Thomas and Lawrence North. Timeout Wildcats. It is a full timeout. We'll take our final timeout of the broadcast. Warsaw trails 56-49 with 2:24 left. We're back after these words on News Now Warsaw. 2:24 left, fourth quarter in the 4A state championship game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Roger Grossman with you. Steve Scott back at the radio station. Lawrence North with the ball, leading 56-49. Warsaw with four timeouts still, but they have no fouls to give. So the next foul will send Lawrence North to the line, which could be a blessing. Again, Lawrence North is not a good free throw shooting team. And really, the only girl that's a good free throw shooter on their team that's in the game is Winston, and Winston has missed her last four. Warsaw needs the ball back, and they need it back quickly. Again, they hit 4 3-pointers in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Right now, they're still trailing by 7. That got them from down 19 to down 7. In the backcourt to Butler. Butler loops around against Bricker. Now Bricker about an arm length, two arm lengths away. Butler off a high screen from Thomas. Butler still dribbling. Now to the left side for Hurt. Hurt against Zartman. Started to her left. Now starts back to the right. Backs away from Zartman. Off of Thomas screen. Hurt spins away. Right now they're playing keep away. Hurt out near midcourt. Warsaw may have to start fouling now. With 1:53 left, down by 7. Hurt just dribbling around in circles. Winchester picks her up. Drives down the lane. Slipped it off. Thomas for 2. Thomas with 14. 1:41 left. Warsaw down by 9. Bricker on the drive. Had the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It belongs to the Lady Tigers again. Teague runs the scores table. Taps the padding and checks in for Thomas. Roberts also comes into the game to check in for Bentley with 1:37 left. Winchester to the corner for Bricker. Out to the wing for Neely. Off a screen, Zartman turning and shooting for 3. It's short. Bricker grabs the rebound. Bricker outside the lane right for a 10-footer that rims around. It wouldn't go. It's out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul on the Lady Tigers. The official all the way out at midcourt on the other side of the court calls a foul on Winchester. That's her fourth. And it should be free throws for Lawrence North with 1:26 left. They finally got it figured out. It's Teague who's up there. She's 11 of 18 at the free throw line this season. She was 2 out of 3 in the semi-state. 6'2 senior with the ball. Chance to make it a 10-point game again. Dribbles it. Shoots it in the air. It is good. So many times when we come down here, kids doing extraordinary things, things they don't normally do, can lift a team to victory, and that's what's happened here tonight. Teague now for one more. It's in the air. It's good right through this time. Bricker in a hurry. 1:23 left. Warsaw down by 11. Bricker spins in the lane. Fakes. Shoots off balance. No good. Foul called. Bricker fouled. And Hurt with the foul. That is her third. Bricker at the line for 2 with 1:18 left. Her team down by 11. Bricker's free throw is good. Bricker with just 7 points tonight. She's been in double figures in 26 of 27 games this season, 54 of her last 55 games, and 63 out of 73 in her high school career. She puts the free throw up and in. That gives her 8 points. Makes it 60-51, Lawrence North. 1:18 to go. Warsaw pressing everywhere. Winston can run the end line, and she does, and she gets it into her. Her and Bede chased from behind up the far sidelines into a double team. Threw it into the backcourt! She threw it into the backcourt. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw with 1:13 left to play. Bricker comes running back in. Kyra Kaiser was in for a moment. Warsaw needs a three right here. They could really put Lawrence North in a sweat if somebody could pop a three-pointer on this next possession. They lob in the backcourt to Bricker. Warsaw with no time to waste. Bricker off his screen. Lobbing to the corner. Zartman was out of bounds when she caught the ball. Zartman caught the ball with her foot on her line. We've seen that a lot today from all four games. With 106 left, now Warsaw trails 60-51. And Winston to play it in. Kaiser back into the game and gets it in under the basket to Hurd. Hurd pressured, throws to the near side to Butler. Butler runs into a double team. Lobs up the sidelines. Winchester stole the ball. Winchester in the corner. Zartman for three. It's good. Timeout, Warsaw. Warsaw back in the game again. Zartman with her fourth three-pointer. 60-54. Lawrence North has a six-point lead with 52 seconds left. They just announced the attendance. I did not hear it. Said it's the best attendance since it was at Lucas Oil Stadium. 60-54, Lawrence North by six, 52.9 left. And it'll be out of bounds to Lawrence North. Again, they can run the end line. They tried a long pass, and Winchester took a chance. He picked it off. Set up Zartman for three more. Her 110th three-pointer of the season. And on the inbounds, Winston gets it into Hurt, far side against Kaiser. They're trying to foul Hurt, couldn't. Winston up the middle of the floor, fouled by Kaiser, who dove the ball and got Winston instead. Kyra with her first, 47 seconds left. Bricker waiting at the scorer's table. Winston up there having missed four in a row. 8 points. Her average is six. Winston spins it, shoots it, missed it off the back of the rim. She's missed five in a row. Kaiser out, Bricker in. Warsaw needs to get people down at the lane. Right now they don't have anybody down there to get a defensive rebound. There we go. They had Neely on one side, Winchester on the other at the block. Here's Winston again, shooting, missing, rebound tip. Winchester's got the rebound. Warsaw down by six with the ball. In transition, Bricker, 40 seconds to go. Looking for cutters. Bricker takes off down the lane, spins it to the left, then back to the right, puts it up in the lane, scores! And a foul! Bricker at double figures with 10 and 1. It's 60-56 with 31 seconds to go. Thomas back in. Bentley back in. Teague and Roberts out. There is still time, and Warsaw still has plenty of timeouts. But they can't make any mistakes now. Bricker's free throw is rimming. Good. 11 for Jocelyn. 5 out of 7 at the line. 31 seconds left. It's 60-57. Winston to put it in. To midcourt. Butler curling. Ball knocked away. It's loose at midcourt. And Butler is trapped. And there's a timeout call. Timeout called. We'll keep it here. 27 seconds to play in the game. Warsaw trailing 60-57. Lawrence North now with one timeout remaining. Warsaw's only given up 60 points one other time this season. That was the Homestead game, and they did not win that. Actually, I'll take that back. This is the fourth time this season they gave up 60 points. They're 2-1. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. We will hope to hear from Lenny Krebs. But in this scenario at the state level, it's not necessarily likely. Lawrence North ball. If you drew a straight line from the top of the three-point arc to their sideline, it'd be about right there. Warsaw needs the ball back, down by three. Everybody in the Gainbridge Fieldhouse standing as one. Heard about to get the ball. No one's guarding her. And she'll lob a backdoor pass. It's tipped by Zartman, but Zartman can't get to it. And she goes crashing into the front row and knocks somebody over. They're trying to help that person up. Zartman did everything she could to try to stop. And the lady who took the head is no spring chicken. 25 seconds left. Hurt to throw it in. Gets it in. Butler's fouled immediately by Kaiser. Butler has not shot a free throw. She's a 64% free throw shooter. As the medical staff here at the Fieldhouse checks on the person who's sitting down in the Lawrence North seating area where their administrators sit. Butler for two free throws. Shoots it. Got it. Butler makes it a two-possession game, 61-57, 25.1 seconds left. One more free throw coming up for Kiki Butler, 5'8 junior. This one's in the air, and it's good. 18 for Butler, 5-point deficit for Warsaw, 23 seconds to go. Butler down the side of the lane, she's fouled. Butler fouls her. That's her third. Free throws coming up for Bricker and the Lady Tigers with 20.3 left. Jocelyn with 12. With 11, 8 since halftime. Bricker puts the first one up and in. 12 for Joss, her average 19. Kaiser waiting at the scores table, but of course she's coming for Bricker. Winchester and Neely switch on the lane. Winchester down the same side as Winston. Second one is up. It's good. 13 for Jocelyn. 7 out of 9 at the free throw line. 20.3 left. Lawrence North with the ball leading 62-59. They get into Butler and Kaiser fouls her. Good job by Lawrence North to get it into a girl who just made two free throws. Bricker back to the scorer's table. She'll have to wait for the first free throw. Again, Butler 64%. So just the raw numbers say that she should miss at least one of these. And Warsaw has plenty of timeouts left. Butler for her 19th point in the air. It's good. Bricker in, Kaiser out, 19.1 to go. 63-59 Lawrence North. Butler for one more to make it a 5-point game again. In the air, it's good. 20 points for her. Bricker up the near sideline, 17 seconds. Drives down the lane, into traffic, fakes, falls, fires, shot it short. Rebound to Winston with 10 seconds to go. Foul called against Peterson and the Lady Tigers. Look up into the crowd for Lawrence North, who begin to cheer. They can smell a championship with 9 seconds to go. Peterson with the foul, I believe. Yes, it's her fourth. Winston at the line, 2 out of 8, having missed her last 6. Winston dribbles, shoots, missed it badly. Still 64-59. Warsaw needs to get it down the floor and get off a three quickly. Make it and get a timeout. Winston shoots again. It's in the air, and this time it's good. Warsaw needs to hurry. 7 seconds left. Bricker gets tripped up. The ball is loose. She'll be tied up. It's a held ball, The arrow belongs to Warsaw, but now there's only 3 seconds left. And Warsaw is down by 6. And there aren't enough miracles in the world to make that happen. And the Lawrence North fans can taste it. Peterson looking in the corner. Zartman off balance 3, air ball. Rebound to Butler, ball game. Lawrence North has won the 4A state championship game. Lawrence North is the champion of 4A. They have beaten the Lady Tigers 65-59 here in the final game of the day. And the party is on in Lawrence Township on the northeast side of Indianapolis. Handshake line now. Hugs between Thomas and Winchester. Those two duked it out all night long. Warsaw got outscored in the middle two quarters, 36-18, and there's your ball game. And Warsaw will have to settle for runner-up once again. Champs in 76, champs in 78. Runner-up in 91 and 04 and 25. And for 4 seniors, the last time they will wear this uniform, Abby Peterson, Brooke Winchester, Layla Knepp, Rayleigh Chastain. They gave us everything they had, but this was not in the cards tonight. Lawrence North, for the second time in 5 years, your champion in Class 4A. We are keeping it here because the Medal Attitude Award winner will be announced here very quickly. We'll do our best to pick that up as much as we can. Actually, they are interviewing the championship coach, Stephen Thomas. Our good friend Allison Hayes is working the sidelines for the TV network. So she's asking the questions. Let's do this. Let's take our first break. We'll come back, and we will give you the final scoring and get to the announcement of the Mental Attitude Award winner. That's coming up next on News Now Warsaw. The presentation of the Trester Award is underway. We will pick up as much of that as we can. Stand by.
In addition to the award, the Indiana Fever and Indiana Pacers, presenting sponsors of the IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament, will award a $1,000 scholarship to the winner school. On behalf of the IHSAA, please join us in saying thank you to the Indiana Fever and Indiana Pacers for their generous support of student athletes at high school basketball in Indiana. After we announce the name of the recipient, we invite our parents to join her on the arena floor. The recipient of this award was selected by the IHSAA Executive Committee. This student was nominated by her athletic director, her principal, and her coach, and excelled in mental attitude, athletic ability, scholarship, and leadership. The winner of the 2025 Patricia L. Boyle Mental Attitude for Class 4A Girls Basketball is Abby Peterson of the Warsaw High School.
Brian and Tracy have joined Abby out on the court to recognize the moment. First Lady Tiger to receive this award since Michelle DeGeeter did back in 2004. So now she gets her picture taken, and Allison Hayes will come over and interview her. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to hear that. So we're going to run from that. Warsaw loses tonight 65-59 in the 4A championship to Lawrence North. Final scoring for Lawrence North, who at 19-8 won their second championship in the last six seasons. It's Shia Teague with two free throws, 2 points. Kaya Hurt, 5 points. Brooklyn Roberts, a three-pointer for 3 points. Naja Winston with 9 points. Kalia Bentley with 12 points, including 4 three-pointers. You want to ask me about who was the most important person in the game? Bentley, because she had hit 39 three-pointers through 26 games and hit 4 in the middle two quarters of the state championship game. She had 12 of their 36 points in that stretch of the second and third quarters when they outscored the Lady Tigers 36-18. They had two in double figures. Jemiah Thomas with 14, and Kiki Butler ended up as the leading scorer with 20 points. For Warsaw, whose season comes to an end at 26-2, Abby Peterson, a 2-3 for 5. Alexis Neely with a couple of threes, 6 points. Braylee Chastain with a layup and a free throw for 3 points. And then in double figures, Brooke Zartman with 4 three-pointers, 3 of those in the fourth quarter, 12 points. Jocelyn Bricker with 13 points. And Brooke Winchester finished with 16 points in the first half, but just 4 in the third quarter, she finished with 20 points. Warsaw trailed 19-16, Warsaw led after one 19-16. Lawrence North then outscored Warsaw in the second 19-8. To lead at halftime 35-27. They outscored Warsaw again 17-10 in the third quarter to go up 52-37. Early in the fourth, they had a 19-point lead. But Warsaw battled back. They never gave up. They got the three-point shots to start falling and hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them in that fourth quarter, but they come up short. Now the girls are receiving their medals one by one in numerical order. And the Lady Tigers will limp back to Tigertown, unable to win the championship here tonight. It was a storybook moment on the 50th state tournament after Warsaw won the first, and they came up 6 points short from their ultimate goal. Warsaw falls to Lawrence North, 65-59. Final stats are coming up next on News Now Warsaw. Lenny Krebs getting his medal. The Lady Tigers, arms around each other at midcourt, will be presented with the second place trophy from a member of the IHSA Executive Committee. 65-59. Lawrence North has beat Warsaw here in the 4A championship game. Time for the final stats. Brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Lawrence North, 24 of 58. That's 41%. That is just under what they shot during the regular season. They were 8 of 19 for three-point range. They normally average about 5 three-pointers a game. They had 8 here today. And they were 9 of 17 at the free throw line. For Warsaw, 18 of 48 from the field, 38%, well below their shooting of 51% this season. 9 of 22 from three-point range, 14 out of 18 from the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Lawrence North, 36-29. The Wildcats had 16 offensive rebounds and 15 second chance points. That's the stat of the game. We don't do a stat of the game, but if we did, that would be the one. 16 offensive rebounds, 15 second chance points. For Lawrence North, they finished with 13 turnovers, in the game, and they finished with 30 points in the paint. Again, you want to know why Lawrence North won the game, why they wear the crown? Because they got after the boards, and Warsaw was unable to keep them off there. And Lawrence North with 30 points in the paint at 15 second chance points, and that will do you in every time. Warsaw also turned the ball over a lot. They had 17 turnovers in the game tonight. Those 17 turnovers led to 14 points off turnovers for Lawrence North. Warsaw was able to get back into the game with their three-point shooting. They hit five of them in the early stages of the fourth quarter, but they come up too short, and they lose 65-59. Those are the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. The play of the game is coming up next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back at the Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis, where Lawrence North is celebrating. The party tonight will be on the northeast side of Indianapolis, and it's gloomy back home. Warsaw falls to Lawrence North, 65-59, just their second loss of the season. But again, when you look at the stats, it's really not hard to figure out why things went wrong tonight. Warsaw shot under 40% for the field. Lawrence North shot over 40%, and they made 8 3-point baskets, and that's three more than they normally make. You take those off the board, it's not hard to do the math. 65-51, or 65-59. Lawrence North beats Warsaw tonight for the 4A state championship. We are holding on, hoping that Lenny Krebs will be able to join us. We certainly understand if he doesn't, because his first responsibility is to the people in that locker room. So, as I say that, Lenny Krebs is making his way out here. But he's standing with Allison Hayes. So, the deal is, Allison gets a before I do, and frankly, if you know Allison, you're okay with that, right? Allison's a great person. We love Allison, and we are glad that she is working the sidelines today. Anytime we get to see and spend a couple minutes with Allison Hayes is a good day. They're getting their pictures taken as they're being handed the 4A state championship trophy, the Lawrence North Wildcats, who won it in 2000, win it here in 2005. 65-59. Lenny Krebs is out here. We're hoping that he'll make his way this way when we come back on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back here in the second row of media level at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The way they do the nets in the championship games, as Lenny Krebs is being whisked off the court, not sure where. Normally, the 4A coaches are able to stay out here and talk to media there and maybe come talk to us. We will assume now that Lenny will not be joining us here in the postgame show, and that's fine. We'll talk to him again for Tiger Talk next Saturday. But the way they do it, they send one representative to climb the net, and they cut the whole net down, and they're doing that at both ends here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Final score, Lawrence North 65, Warsaw 59. Warsaw comes up one win short of making this the most incredible story ever of winning the 50th state championship after winning the first and third state championships on this celebration of 50 years of girls basketball in the state of Indiana. We will come back and we will wrap things up here from the Fieldhouse. We have people to thank, and we will do that next on News Now Warsaw. 65-59, Lawrence North beats Warsaw to take the 4A state championship here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Time for the play of the game brought to you by Brian Peterson Real Estate. Each of their experts brings unique talents and experience. Whether buying, selling, or building, your Brian Peterson Real Estate agent will work together to meet and exceed your needs while taking the worry out of any real estate investment. Brian Peterson Real Estate. The play of the game is a little different. We could give it to Kalia Bentley, who hit those 4 3-pointers in the second and third quarters when she'd only hit 39 all season in 26 games. The last of those could be it, because if you think about it, she hits two of those, if she makes two like she normally would, again, the game still could be going. That could be the play of the game, but I've got a better one. With Lawrence North struggling at the free throw line, Winston had missed six in a row. Kiki Butler walked up to the free throw line with 25 seconds left and made two free throws. If she misses either one of those, Warsaw is right there. But she made both, put Warsaw down by five. She would go on to make two more. That gave her 20 points for the night, 4 of 4 in the last 25 seconds. And that lifted Lawrence North to the victory at the end. Final score, 65-59. That's the play of the game brought to you by Brian Peterson Real Estate. Brian Peterson, yeah, that same Brian Peterson, whose daughter is the Mental Attitude Award winner for 4A basketball in the state of Indiana. Well, that does it for us. What a fun season it has been. When we started this year, nobody knew whether these girls were going to be able to put this together or not. They had such a rough season last year. They played so well at the end of the season, and we were hoping that perhaps they could put together a big year. And they certainly did that. And they took us on a ride that none of us will be able to forget, nor would we ever want to. The ending of the story does not make the whole story. And that is certainly the case tonight as Warsaw falls to Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, 65-59. But we have many people to thank. We start at the top. Matt Binkert, athletic director at Warsaw Community High School. Michael Houck, assistant athletic director. Leslie Jackson and Amy Berg from the athletic office. Two of the dearest people. Love them both to death. Enjoy working with them each and every day. Also, Lenny Krebs and Jim Spiker. I've known Lenny since he was at Grace. So I've known him for over 30 years. Also, thanks to Jim Spiker, assistant coach at Warsaw. I've known Jim Spiker since I was in elementary school. He went to Bethel and played baseball with my brother at Bethel, in Bethel College. So I've known Spike for a long, long time. And for him to be a part of this has been absolutely special. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. They have handed us a hard copy of the final stats, and we appreciate that. Thanks to all the coaches who helped us during the course of the season. Kieran Gardner, who is a personal friend from back in 2003, 2004. We are grateful that she is back with Lady Tiger basketball. And the JV, by the way, went 19-2 this season. So the cupboard is not bare. Warsaw will be good again next season. But when you get this close and you have this team doing these things, there is no guarantee on what will come next year. But Warsaw's JV had a very, very good season, and there are girls ready to step up right now and contribute to the varsity team. Thanks to our good friend Steve back at the radio station. I say it all the time. I couldn't mean it more. We can't do what we do without people like Steve doing what he does. And I am personally grateful that he spends his free time with us. And again, he is really good at doing it, and we appreciate him very, very much. The home team is sitting back behind me. Holly and Oliver are here tonight. They spend a lot of time without their dad, especially Fridays and Saturday nights. There are a lot of times when I put Oliver to bed in the evenings on Thursday, and I don't see him again until about noon on Saturday. And he's quite okay with it. Maybe that says something about me as a dad. I don't know. But we're grateful for all the prayers that you give me for safety and traveling, for keeping my voice good, which it has been pretty much all season this year. You, the fans, are why we still do this, and we will continue to do it. There's the sponsors. We had sold out broadcasts all year long, added another one in at the very, very end, and then added three more this week. So I hope that you, as you listen to these games and you heard the sponsors, I hope that you will take the message of thank you to those businesses. And then while you're in their store, their shop, I hope that you will look around, and I'm guessing that you'll probably find something that you need, you want, and you end up buying it. And that's how this is supposed to work. This is not a donation to the athletic department. This is us doing our best to bring you Lady Tiger basketball all season long. And we did, and my goodness, wasn't it a blast. Unfortunately, it comes up one loss short, one win away from winning the ultimate championship game, but not tonight. Lawrence North was the better team, and they win it 65-59. From downtown Indianapolis, I'm Roger Grossman. Again, the final, Lawrence North 65, Warsaw 59. Good night. We'll talk to you Tuesday at Northside Gym as the Warsaw boys take on Concord in the opening round of the sectional. Airtime is 6:30. Good night.